day to all. My name is Sivaguru, and here I want to discuss something about investments. I want to talk about mutual funds, which I have been certified by SEBI and AMFI. There are a lot of my friends who ask about the investment purpose, which I always tell them it is a long-term benefit, and mutual funds is one of them. Of course, mutual funds has got their own risk, and there is a statutory risk in investing mutual funds, but there are ways, there are possibilities. If we choose the right mutual funds, then we can forgo the risk to a very minimum level. There's a lot of people are scared about the mutual funds because they invest more on the stocks, shares and exchanges, and a lot of people doesn't know the reality and the knowledge on stocks and share markets, and that is one of the reasons why people are scared of the risk that they will lose their money. But if you invest in the right place and the right people with a proper advisory consultant or advisory people, then the losing of the money is very limited. I personally feel that, you know, investment is something that you need to do for a long time, and one of my favorites is mutual funds, and I personally tell my friends and colleagues about this as a purpose, that it will be, the word of mouth will spread so that a lot of people will invest. I want you to listen another 5 to 10 minutes of the speech very carefully on why we need to go for mutual funds and what are the beneficials, what are the benefits of investing in mutual funds. I think over a period of time, the first thing I always think about is mutual funds are the best returns you can ever get. It's almost better than any FDs, RDs, real estate, gold. It gives excellent returns, and it has got a historical returns data that over a past 15 to 25 years or 30 years, it's been averagely giving 15% or 12% to 15% if you go on equity market. In mutual funds, there are various types of mutual funds. Either you can go for fully 100% equity, which invests only in the shares, or you can go for a hybrid, which is a mix of bonds and equity. Or if you want to go only on the bonds or the debt funds, it's up to you. It purely depends on your risk, but still your returns is as good as or better than the normal FDs and real estate and golds. The other most important thing is, it is very transparent business. It's a very transparent way of investing, because every single money you invest is being checked and is governed by the SEBI. SEBI regulates each and every retail investors. SEBI talks about how the investment to be done and how it needs to be checked, and it is purely governed so that there is no such cheating or that your money will vanish. So that is one of the major pain areas, because most of the people think that the money they invest, when the banks close or anything, what will happen to their money? It's absolutely purely invested in stocks, which is under the SEBI's control, and your capital will be returned as per the SEBI norms and as per the risk of the returns. The next thing I want to talk about is the options to invest in a very small portion of money what you have on a month-on-month basis. You can still have 1,000 rupees, you can invest. You have 10,000 rupees on a month, you can invest. You can invest whatever amount of money, preferably more than 500 rupees, on any date or any month or any year, whichever way you want to do. You can invest either in the mid of the month, or you can skip 2 months and again you repay, and there is no charges for you to stop paying and start again. It has got a high flexibility. There is no lock-in period. Nobody says like insurance, you have to have 2 years, 3 years. There's nothing like that. The only thing what you have is, if you want a tax benefit, there is a minimum 3 years lock-in period for certain funds, but other than that, you can hold this fund with any amount of money. It is completely black and white, and you can just hold the money till you get the benefits out of it. Next is the best is about the tax percentage. You can have two types of tax. One is the short-term capital gains and the long-term capital gains. So if you're doing above 1 year, the long-term capital gains come in. So the first 1 lakh, there is no tax, and beyond that you have only 10% tax and as per the tax slabs. And if you are going to the bond market or the debt market, it's still very good. It is only after 3 years, 20%, and it is calculated with your inflation. The next is your support and growth to the economy is very high, because we all know that India is a growing country, and there is a high potential and probability that your funds will go to a very high. And there are people who started with 1,000 and 10,000 monthly are becoming a crorepati now, and they are reaping in crores and lakhs, and it has been seen. And if you go and check the data, there are funds which is giving more than 800 to 1,000% for last 10 to 15 years. That is the growth of the mutual fund company. You can easily reach the goals very fastly, and you can withdraw any time. It just takes 4 to 5 days. It has got a high liquidity, and you can withdraw it at any time when you want. So that there's nothing, no risk, like, you know, the real estates that you have to wait for the buyer, and you need to sell only in the market where buyer is there. And there is no such risk. You can liquidify it, you can convert into cash anytime you want. So these are the best benefits. So most of the people are scared or worried because they think, you know, about the regulations, what will happen if somebody takes my money out, what happens if the bank closes. And these types of worries you don't have to, because these are very well regulated by the government, very well regulated by the SEBI. And you have the AMFI, who is the custodian, or who controls the mutual fund and mutual fund benefits. And every week or every month, the data has been checked. SEBI checks the data, and the bank checks the data, and the AMC company checks that your money is very well secured. There is the risk of liquidity is very good, and the improvement of your investment over a period of time, it is excellent. That, you know, average it takes to 10% to 15% most of the time. And these are the benefits of the mutual funds. Yes, of course, there are some risk. The risk is not as bad as maybe the equity or the share market. Yes, there are some risk. The risk is about the fluctuation of the market price, the fluctuation of the economy, but the risk is always compensated with the number of years you depend, or the number of years you invest in mutual funds, that will take away the risk. So it is a very good option for all of you to invest in mutual funds. Please select the best funds which will be applicable for you, on which goal you have, and what is the goal you have, so that you will plan your complete investment over a period of time, so that you can acquire the wealth accordingly. So I will talk more about what are the types of funds you can invest according to your risk appetite, and it is going to be a very smooth thing on the funds. You yourself can go and check, you can Google it or whatever you want. You can check the so much of organization giving the reports, and I request you to go to all these things and go for a mutual fund to benefit yourself and benefit your family. Thank you very much for hearing. Have a wonderful day. Bye.